Oh, baby, it's week one, which means, of course, we got some fresh tunes. Here is the daughter of Bill Doinks taking you up to the greatest day of the week.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Sunday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. Sunday, I'm in love. Saturday,
man, hopefully we will all be in love with the result this Sunday, week one, Bears 49ers. We are going to talk all about it. We're going to dive so deep. This is a jam-packed show. Oh my God, Rick Fieldsman's back? Grease Tank's back? Bears Fantasy Corner is back? Are you kidding me? Wow. Zero Doinks, thanks for listening.
Yes!
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 Hello, Becky.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero Doinks. Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks. It is game week. I'm very excited. Oh, my God, Dan. You're in your cove. There is now there's a little window dressing, if you will. And wow,
yep.
Incredible. You look
amazing.
It's always
been there. Yeah, thank you. You know, I had a neighbor last time we did this snap a picture of me from the street with the microphone in front of my face. And I believe he asked if it was a penis. So I went ahead and I'm just going to close these up. So, that intro that you just did sounded. You ever see the Saturday Night Live skit, the Barry Gibb talk show with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake? It sounded very much like that.
It's a Barry Gibb talk show. We talk about politics.
Nice. Something like that. Yeah.
So the Bee Gees.
I'm also very excited. Mm-hmm. It's game week. It's finally here.
Yes.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, God.
Let's go. Oh, I'm also doing a fantasy draft.
Oh.
So this is not great timing, but how do you feel about Hunter Renfro?
Very white.
Yep. Don't like him. Who's Devin Singletary? Is he going to play?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Yeah. He just got drafted. And Tom Brady. Why not? Okay. I don't pick for a while again. So there we go.
Around the snake's neck, you just went. It sounds like.
Oh man, I'm in so many drafts. It's. I can't keep it straight. I can't keep it straight, Bill.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just ready for real football. Let's do it. Let's do real football.
Okay, we'll do fantasy football later in Bears Fantasy Corner. The rousing return of it. But until we can go forward, Dan, we got to go back a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about how this roster is shaping up going into week one on the next segment. Dan Doinks, Zero Doinks. I love Doinks and I love you.
I love you
too. I
don't
love doinks, actually. I hate doinks. But I love Zero Doinks.
Yeah, it created the show, so it wasn't, there all, you go. Wasn't a total loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. See you around the bend.
You're the pride and joy of Illinois, Chicago Bears, Bear Down.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
Oh my God, we are back again. It's another segment. We have a lot of segments. We have a full boat filled with lots of people. A boat filled with lots of people? I think so.
What's your favorite boat?
Riverboat Ron. Yours?
Oh, love boat. Was that the plane? No, that's a different show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy Island?
Fantasy Island.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I get those confused. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, again, you and I are fist deep in that other island we were talking about last episode in Hawaii.
Oh, Chocolate Starfish Island.
Bingo.
That's a name for a butthole, right?
Might be.
I think so. Is that also a Limp Bizkit album?
Somebody's sliding to our DMs. Frank, I feel like...
Frank knows, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's got that one lined up. He listens to it when he rubs his dipstick. Spoiler alert, he'll be on later, too. All right, let's do a little Bears chitter chatter. We have not been on since Justin Fields rose all the way up against Cleveland, preseason game number 3. Dan, what was your impressions? That's not English. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with me? Too many hams. Are you still on a high from his performance against the Browns?
I'd say that's a safe assumption. Yeah, he looked amazing. I mean, the offense clicked. I think the first drive, that feels like it was about a month and a half ago now at this point. The first drive, I think, fell a little flat. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go again. And then all of a sudden, they just turned it around, figured it out, and... You know, all the haters out there said, "Ooh, Cleveland didn't play their starters. Who gives a shit?" At least we had a little confidence rolling out of the preseason and into the regular season. So I loved every second of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't even know why we play the games. They're going to be blowouts. So, what were your thoughts? What are your thoughts now?
Yeah, I was catching up late, and I had a lot of texts from a variety of friends about how red hot. At first, I was very nervous when I saw that many texts, knowing that the Bears were like halfway through the first. I'm like, oh shit, did Fields get hurt? Like, what happened? Something bad happened.
Yeah.
No, something very good happened. You know what happened, Dan? We won the goddamn NFC North preseason championship, is what we did.
We did.
3-0. Hang the banner, hang it up with string, hang it up, have Virginia do the honors before the game against San Francisco, I'm sure. She's still alive, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had the annual report that she was dying from a certain blogger, at least a Twitter account, that she was on her deathbed. And as you put it in the text to me, they are 0-2 in predicting Virginia's death. So shout out to them for just looking for clicks. I don't know what they're doing. So that's a weird thing just to bring up. I mean, she's old, so your chances are pretty good. But why do it? Just sit that one out.
Yeah. Here, I'm gonna tap on my keyboard and do a tribute to Virginia on my blog. Because now is the time to... give her last rites and her well wishes right now. Everybody do it.
I'm sure she and her family are just huddled around the fire right now reading that tribute. Just everyone's got tears in their eyes. Oh, I'm glad we did this while you're still alive, Grandmama.
Hey, Grandma! I was just on the Twitters. You're supposed to be dead. Well, I still laugh.
I don't know why. Is that a Southern voice? Sounds weird.
I think that's right. So, yeah. Preseason? Are we done with it? I mean, preseason
yeah,
game
done.
It was red hot. Yeah. Yeah. Justin Fields looked confident. That's exactly what we want. What we want to see in the regular season. So, Luke Getsy has unlocked Justin Fields. Is that safe to say? I think it is. So, yeah. we're good to go. We're good to go at this point.
Mm-hmm. So, they go 3-0. Fields looks amazing. Like you said, he's unlocked. Cut down day happens. Huge surprises left and right. Huge. I mean, Peterman gets cut, signed to the practice squad. That one hurt. A lot of flipping and flopping on the bottom of the roster. You made an observation of that on WhatsApp. And then things have changed even since then. We now have two Vikings on our 53, wide receiver and a D tackle, right? So I don't know anything about either of them, but.
Don't either. But
somebody on Twitter said it was a good move. Yeah,
Bears Twitter's like, oh, these guys are starters. These are starters. It's like, well, there's probably a reason they got cut, but, you know, whatever. I mean, yeah, no harm, no foul. Who cares? I mean, I think the biggest pickup is the big fat guy, right? Leatherwood. You know, another thing we just talked to, you know, the national media just made fun of us for picking him up. It was literally nobody put a claim in for him except for us. I don't, what's wrong with that guy? I mean, it's worth it. It's another one of those, like, well, we're paying him $5 million. Who cares? I mean, he was a first round pick, which he sounds like he probably shouldn't have been, but he's massive. He's a massive human, right? So, like, why not take a flyer? And Bears, you know, it was a weird ride of Bears fans just like being upset that they're paying him, picking up his contract. It's like, did you actually read it? It's $5 million. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares?
Bears are $19 million under the cap, I think, going into this before they signed him or something crazy like that. So,
and the idea
counting Ted's money. Hey, Ted, even though you're not a McCaskey, we'll get to you, Ted. We'll get to you in a minute.
Well, and even the, you know, people, you know, just assuming like, oh, he's going to start. He's a start week one. It's like, well, he got cut from another team, like pretty unlikely that a guy who had just picked up first round was cut with 20. Was he in 2021's draft class?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the second year.
So something's definitely broken with him. He's not going to get released and then immediately picked up and put on the offensive line where he hasn't played a snap with us. I mean, maybe he's had three practices at this point. So that's crazy. I mean, he's back up at the tackle position, right? When the depth chart came out. So that's a little surprising as well. So I don't know. It's whatever. Take a flyer on him if we need him, see what he's got. And if not, we just toss him in the trash if he sucks even more than we think that he does. I don't know. I'll be honest, didn't follow him at all with the Raiders, but by all accounts, he's awful. He's horrible.
Yeah, all I know about him is that he went to Alabama, and the Raiders drafted him obviously way too high. So I'll take a shot in an Alabama offensive lineman that's like 21 years old. Why not?
Yeah,
it's not my money. Not? Yeah,
no. So, anyone else on the new guys? We lost. Who was it? Little Bo Peep Keys or? Did we talk about him or was that offline? Okay.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman. I wanted us to pick him up.
Johnson.
Not Bateman. Johnson. Yeah, Tyler Johnson. Sorry, I'm getting my gophers mixed up. Tyler Johnson. I wanted us to take a flyer on him. He ended up in Houston.
Yeah. They beat us to the punch. If we even made a claim. Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably, for us trying to tank, he's too good. He would have made us too good. Mm-hmm. So, other than that, whatever. It's kind of what we expected.
Did we re-sign Tonga to the practice squad? I missed
no,
that.
No, buddy. He ended up. I'll give you one guess where he ended up.
Oh, it's got to be Atlanta, right?
Bingo. Oh, he ended up in Atlanta. I mean, that was too predictable.
The hell?
Too predictable. It's why is he call? I mean, why is Pace calling the shots down there? He clearly is, right?
Well, he's got to be.
Whoever the real GM is, you are playing a dangerous game, my friend, trusting Ryan Pace to tell you who's good and who's not. Because not even that. Did you watch the Bears? Did you watch the Bears the last few years? Mm-hmm. GM of the Falcons, who I don't know who you are. Bad idea. Is that the guy with the fancy hair? Do you remember him from Hard Knocks?
It used to be.
Dimitrov, or is it something like that?
I think he got fired. So I don't know who it is now.
Okay.
Well, whoever it is. Somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad move.
Bad move. I think they have at least 8 Bears, maybe 9 now, on their 53. Unbelievable. And like, not good Bears.
Bears.
Like,
yeah.
Bird and a couple of those, what, Cornelius something or other offensive lineman, Lucas, right? Like, they're just terrible. They're terrible.
Terrible. I think we're...
Yeah, it's fine.
Our team's settled, though, right? We're settled at this point. Yeah. Although I think we brought in, like, 13 guys for tryouts. Does that still happen? I saw a list on Twitter of guys who were coming in to try out, and we had by far the most. So it could be just a revolving door of back-end guys and see what sticks. Ooh. Who cares?
That sounds very sensual. I'm all about that. I think the depth chart is mostly settled, like you said, at least up top. Bottom of the roster and practice squad, you're on the clock!
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. I wonder what that was.
We'll see what happens. I don't know either, but I looked at injury report, I believe, came out today. I missed it. Do you have any information?
Not a clue.
Damn it.
Brisker,
I was hoping you'd help me out.
I think Patrick was on the depth chart. But does that mean anything? Are we just putting him like depth chart but may not play? I think Patrick was the starting center. I guess Brisker is the big one, but he's been practicing this week, I believe. I think Velus Jones Jr. and his old bones were also practicing this week. So nothing overly concerning. I guess, is Byron Pringle, is he dead? Did he die, or is he coming back?
He practiced yesterday. He did practice yesterday. I saw that.
All right. Man, we're I do. I know I like don't want to feed into the national media narrative of how awful our skill guys are and our offensive linemen, but oh boy, you look at that depth chart of our wide receivers. If that was another team, I would say, oof, that's not a good look. Mm-hmm. So, do you do the same, or are we just drinking the Kool-Aid all the way across the board?
No, yeah, I'm angry at anybody that has mean things to say about the Bears. So I'm all about this 53 having what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. I'm looking at a Brad Biggs tweet. So I guess the injury report must not have come out today, where Biggs, he messed up in his initial tweet about the depth chart, about the offensive line. Check that. Is Lucas Patrick at the starting center and top backup at left guard. But Brad Biggs thinks that Sam Mustipher will be starting at center. Oh. So must not be able to snap yet, Lucas Patrick. Snap, snap.
Snip, snap. Well, that makes me nervous. I'll just say that. Not that Lucas Patrick's our savior, but Sam Mustipher is in the running for me as my least favorite player right now on the team. And a little bit of that could be a touch of Olin Krutz, how much he loves him as well. But I don't know. That's a guy that bothers me so far.
Well, Chris Morgan's going to coach him up, Dan.
All right.
I'm gonna be stunned.
Fair enough. Can Alex Leatherwood play center? Let's just try him anywhere. Can he play tight end? I mean, let's see what we got here, baby, with the Leatherwood. It's a great name, by the way.
It is.
Leatherwood. Love it.
Is that your nickname in high school?
Leatherwood?
Yeah.
I wish. Get over here, Leatherwood. Come over here and tie my shoes. I don't know why the tying shoes.
Who's asking you to do that?
I don't know. A principal, little Bo Peep Keys, get over here and tie my shoes, Leatherwood. While I rub the back of your head.
Oh, God, that is there's a foreskin joke there somewhere. I just can't find it.
There is, okay. Man.
Okay. I listened to the radio today, this morning, to Malian Ha! And David Ha was unbelievably nervous about the new sod at Soldier Field for Sunday. Okay. And I was thinking to myself, David, you've been writing for the Trib for like 20 years, or you did before you got fired. Like, what about this surprises you? They always have new sod multiple times during the year. I guess the difference is it's like a different type of grass this time. Did you see that on Twitter?
I did. Well, I mean, there were a lot sod experts on Twitter. The sod, you know, what's the sod father? Isn't that the groundskeeper for the Sox? We probably needed him to chime in. A lot of experts on like, oh, I hope that sets before Sunday. It's like, do you know, even know what you're talking about? I don't trust the Bears that they've gotten it right, but what was the alternative? Did you want them to play on the beat up field or the sod that might be a little loose to the soil? I would go with the loose, you know, the new sod and just see how it goes, but I don't know that I'm upset about it. It's not my major concern right now. I'll say that.
You're an amateur horticulturist. That's if our audience hasn't known that by now, they should.
Just for fun, yeah. We got some new sod in our yard this year, and it seemed fine pretty much from day one. So I don't know why everyone's freaking out. David Haw, see me after class.
He's scared of everything. That guy. That's my conclusion. He's a nervous Nelly. He's peeking around the corner, seeing what goblins are gonna suckle on his tit. I just don't understand that guy. He's annoying. He's rubbery. He now has a podcast with your favorite journalist, Dan Weider.
Oh yes,
which I'm sure
I will listening to that.
No, I have no interest either. I don't want to download it. I don't want to listen to it. I did hear Weider on Bernstein and Holmes today, and he was fine. He's okay. Fine. Whatever.
Yeah, I still don't know where we stand on him. I think he bothers you more than he bothers me, but he's just weird. He's just a weirdo. He was patting himself on the back, I think it was today or yesterday, on Twitter about not blocking a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Was that a shot at Brad Biggs? His coworker?
I hope so.
Did it feel that way, or am I just way too much into Brad Biggs that's immediately what I thought of?
Yeah, I it'd be surprising if he didn't know that Biggs was known as a huge blocker, if you will.
He definitely knows. I wouldn't be surprised if Biggs blocked him just because of that. Mm. I mean, he's blocked people for even softer things.
Mm-hmm.
Soft. He's real soft.
Touch my hot dogs. My dogs are loose. Just like that sod.
Loose dogs. Loose dogs. Oh, happy anniversary coming up to Brad Biggs meeting his wife. It was on opening day, I believe, right? Fighting a churro guy outside of Gate O.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what year that was, but happy anniversary, Brad. And
Barbara?
Barbara, thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, the warm congratulations from this side of Zero Doinks as well. Yeah. Brad and Babs. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what year it is, but I think they should celebrate by exchanging just half-eaten hot dog chunks. That's what I think. Tongue to tongue. It's the year of the hot dog chunk.
In a straw form? The straw? Like
yes.
Swap spit between the hot dog straw. Have you tried it yet? Did you try with you and the Fosters?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. Mm-mm. All right.
Have you? Did you give it
no.
a whirl?
I'm not gonna do it. That's gross.
Okay.
That's
glad
gross.
Glad we landed on that. Before we talk Niners in the next segment, a couple off the field highlights here the past few days. Ted Phillips announced he is going to retire in February of next year, I want to say. But
what'd you do to celebrate?
I ate a lot of deli meat because I know that's what he loves. And I put on my gamer headset and just got nude. No, I'm happy to hear that news. Like, there's no reason for him to be around. Someone threw this out on Twitter as like, oh, he's leaving the Bears, but he's going to move into some position to be in charge of the new stadium, the new construction project. It's like, oh God, please don't have any involvement with that. Yeah, he just needs to go away. Like, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know, like, if you were to throw out his accomplishments, what would they be? Like,
Dan Pompey tried. I don't know if you read.
No,
read his.
I wouldn't read that. No, of course Dan Pompey would.
Of course he did.
Yeah,
it's the biggest puff piece, and there was nothing like tangible. It's like, oh, he helped. He helped raise the value of the franchise. Did he? Did Ted Phillips raise the value of the Chicago Bears? No.
Because you know what every NFL team has trouble with is the value of the team. They've just, they go up of just horrible people running some of these teams. The values just keep going up. The Broncos just sold for like $5 billion. Shut up, Dan Pompey. He's the worst.
God,
he's
He is the absolute worst. I think another one of the accomplishments was, ooh, he maneuvered City Hall to get the renovation done at Soldier Field. And I was thinking, was that the best outcome?
He blew
like,
it.
Look where we are now.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
You can't claim that stadium a win. That's horrible. It's horrible. It's no. Yeah. He's the worst.
Dan Pompey, shut up. I think Weederer and Haw had a good, sensible, basically eulogy for him. Like, look at the success of the franchise since he's been president, basically, and then come talk to me. Yeah, right.
What is it, like 3 playoff wins since he's been team president or some shit like that? He's the worst.
He's the worst.
Get out of my face.
Yeah. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. We hate you. Ira in South Carolina, you should be celebrating. I'm a little nervous that you're actually dead. Would you mind responding to the tweet we sent? And because if you're dead, we want to celebrate you during a tough time for those who know you, but a great time for the Bears.
And we want you to meet up with Phil in heaven.
That's true. We have directions. He's always around Betty White and Adolf Hitler, from what I understand. Speaking of stadium news, Arlington Heights, Bears released something kind of weird today.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't really know. Of their meeting on Thursday in Arlington Heights for the public. Like, hey, here's a rendering of not the stadium. And here's like the neighborhood that we'll probably ask for some tax dollar money to help us build.
Who needed that?
See you Thursday.
Like, who asked for that? Who asked for any of that? Like, here's where a stadium will be, but it looks like a shoebox. Or I guess they're like, we'll have a dome. We're going to have Super Bowls. Yeah. But it's like, all right. Hold on. I just got to make a quick pick here. We're going to do George Pickens. That seems fun.
Sure.
I mean, JF1 staring me right in the face.
Do it.
Yep, I'm going to do it. Why not? Yes. Okay. Yes. I don't know who needed that. I like that it's at Hersey High School, this meeting. It's at a fucking high school. And is it going to be George taking, like, questions? And
I hope so.
It's supposed to be with, like, people who live in the town. Of course, it's going to be fucking Dan Weederer and Brad Biggs. And what's the point going to be of that? I know, and I think the big takeaway from what the Bears released today is, like, we're spending all of our own money on the stadium. It's like, but
a big but,
we could use a little help. We could use a little infrastructure help. It's like, okay, you're full of shit, and there's no way they can afford to just pony up for a brand new stadium. That's the McCaskies. They got all their money tied up in Soldier Field hot dogs. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, they got to sell a few barrels to make that happen. So,
well,
I don't know.
To go around.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of any of that. I mean, yeah. it fell flat. Like at first, I was like, ooh, all right, we got something. And I think Grease Tank is very anti renderings of stadiums. Do I have that wrong? If someone in our group does not like renderings of stadiums.
I don't know if he didn't like it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm unclear.
Sorry, Grease Tank, if I have that all wrong. Give it to me. Feed it to me. Like, I want to look at these. If you got like a 3D animation, I want to pick it all apart. And I know what the rendering is and where the end result will be. It will probably be nothing but the same. But I want something to hang my hat on and be like, oh, that's going to be fucking sweet. And so just to do a blanketed like, oh, here's the land. And there's going to be buildings over here. Who cares? Yeah. It's like they scrambled. It's like they set up this meeting like, oh, shit, we should put something together. Mm-hmm. And then they did. And it's who gives a shit? So,
yeah,
I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah. Just
let's not just talk about it. And, like, yeah, I'm also just annoyed. Like, yeah. Why are we talking about it during the first week of our first game?
Ted Phillips' idea, probably.
Probably. It probably was. And mm-hmm. But who? Why is anyone listening to him? He's a sweaty piece of shit.
And a lame duck one at that. The sweatiest of all the ducks, Ted Phillips. I also like that Ted chose to retire the year after there was an organizational mm-hmm. redo. It's like, why couldn't you have done it last February? That would have been nice to have a total clean break. Yeah.
Yeah. Or he knew this was coming and he's like, hey, out of respect, like, I'm going to sit this one out and just ride out another year. And he's like, nope, I'm going to interview coaches. Mm-hmm. I don't shit about football. I know a lot about salami. I'm going to interview coaches. Look at my gamer headset. I'm jerking off. I'm Ted Phillips.
He sounds vaguely like Brad Swiggs. That's interesting.
A little bit. Yeah.
I think he's been one working on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe. All right. Well, I think we need to talk some 49ers. Enough
Please.
Of the past and into the future with us, Dan. Let's see you around the bend again, Dan. And I love you.
I love you too. There's a lot of I love yous going around. We're so happy football's back.
Yep.
I love it. I love you.
Saradox. Dan is almost ready to explode with all his knowledge about San Francisco. But first, I wanted to recognize Every Morning Quarterback. We are part of that conglomerate? I don't know. One of those two words. We are representing the Chicago Bears on Every Morning Quarterback. Thank you for having us. Find them on the interwebs. Every Morning Quarterback, everywhere that your internet works, they will be found. Dan, we got a 49ers game coming up Sunday. Let's hear all about it.
All right. This was great. I love doing the preview. It's been so long. Just random shit I get to look up on the 49ers, past games and whatnot. So let's do it. Let's get going. All right, game is this Sunday, in case you didn't know, September 11th. Moment of silence. Noon on Fox. Commentators for the game, Joe Davis. Do you know Joe Davis?
Chili's dad?
Fuck Chili Davis. Yeah, he got a raw deal with the Cubs. I don't know. Moose Johnston is also the color analyst, and Pam Oliver will be in the house. I feel like Pam Oliver... Ooh. It does a lot of games in Chicago. Is that right?
Yeah, and what a demotion if she's working with Moose and Chili's dad. That's got to be like fourth string.
Ooh, yeah, Joe Davis. I'm off the top of my head, I have no idea who that is. So, yeesh, not great. The weather for Sunday, yeah, I'm going to do the weather. High of 75, a 58% chance of rain. A little rain in the forecast, which... I'm not a fan of, but was that good or bad for the Bears? I feel like It's probably better for the 49ers, if I had to guess.
It's good for the sod. I can tell you that.
Oh, man, that sod is going to get so wet. It's going to get so wet. All right, 49ers. 49ers, Bears all time. The Niners lead the series 35-32-1. The last seven meetings, the Bears, the last time these two teams have played, they've traded wins between the two of them. So this one, that trend continues, is a win for the Bears. Last meeting against the Niners was last year, October 31st, 2021. Halloween, that's Halloween, right? Last day of the month. I don't know why I always think it's on the 30th for some reason. That's real dumb. Halloween last year, San Fran won 33-22. This is a game JF wanted like a nice roll out to his left and threw a touchdown pass. Yeah, okay. That was a beautiful, beautiful play.
And that run that will be on your Twitter feed all week. Oh, my God.
Yep. So he had a 22-yard touchdown run. Santos would have tied it up with the extra point, but he missed it. So we were down one with 9.5 minutes left. It's unusually close, this game, for most of it. And then San Fran pulled away at the end. Jimmy G had 322 yards passing and one rushing touchdown. JF1 finished with 175 yards passing, one touchdown, as we said, one interception. He also had 103 rushing yards in that touchdown. So could he run a little bit? Bosa, was he hurt this game? I feel like they had a few injuries. He played. Okay.
Yeah.
Just looking at some of these stats, like JF1 stats, like 175 yards passing. I'm so sick of that. Like, teams just, you know, like Jimmy G had 322 against us, like just effortless 322. And we have a very difficult 175. So many of those games with Nagy, it's like can't even get to 200, 250, right? Like everything's so fucking hard. So I'm hoping those days are over. So that's all I got for that. Last meeting, anything of note that game?
Let's not let Debo Samuel get like an 85 yard gain on a bubble screen. How about that?
He's scary. He's been a little dinged up though. I think he signed a big contract. I don't know. He's on like all my fantasy teams and he's questionable. That's the only thing I have to hang my hat on. All right. Last time the Bears played on 9/11. I don't know why I had to dig out that one. Not even against the Niners. Opening day in Houston against the Texans. The Bears lose 23-14. Didn't even write down the year. That's how stupid I am. I'm on a roll already. What year would that have been? 2016, maybe?
It was Cutler.
It was Brock Osweiler's debut with the Texans after signing a $72 million contract. That was when we won three games that season. So that's 17? I don't know. Typical Dan doesn't write down the fucking year. Osweiler's debut, and it was also Will Fuller's rookie debut. What happened to that guy? Is he dead?
Still a free agent, I think, right?
He had 107 yards and one touchdown. Cutler was sacked 5 times in that game. And Jeremy Langford led the team in rushing with 57 yards.
Oh, God.
Jeremy Langford. Okay, I got another pick coming up, Bill.
Ooh.
Jarvis Landry, is he going to play at all?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, man, it's real soggy. Tyler Higbee, backup tight end. There we go. All right. All right, so that's all I got for that game. I don't even remember what year it was. Okay, here's last time the Bears opened at home and won. So home opener, first game, week one, and won the game was September 8th, 2013. They won 24-21 versus Cincy. Didn't write anything else of note there.
So we know. I was going to ask how many times have they opened at home, but I'm asking the wrong guy.
So in the last 10, well, I don't know, actually. It was a decent amount opening at home, actually. We're very poor in that. But in the last 10 years, we've only won 3 week one games.
build momentum right away.
It's not
I feel like we play the Packers half the time, so that's not even fair.
Packers. I want to say we open with the Lions. Well, the Lions, I think, were 2012. I didn't include them, but yeah, that's rough. That's rough all around. So not if you're following the trends, I don't know what you do. Probably bet against the Bears, but who's doing that? We're not doing that. All right, we ready to do the 49ers coaching staff here, William?
Do it.
All right. So I'm some of these we did this last year. Kyle Shanahan, head coach, obviously. He's very young. He's our age. Well, are we young? No, I feel old. He's very young in coaching years, but we're very old in normal people years. So that makes me real bitter. Kyle and his father, Mike, are the first father-son head coaching duo to reach the Super Bowl. How about that? That's a fun fact. I don't know who else would. Are there other Parcells? Nope. Who would even come close to
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I know. Is there like a certain Joe Gibbs? Was it Barry Gibbs? Is that Joe's son?
I think so. Kyle's his record all time as a head coach, he's 43-44. So he's a losing record as a head coach. So maybe he's not that great. I think he gets a little too much hype. I mean, I think his teams always like play somewhat disciplined and they're creative on offense, but I think he gets a little too much hype. I'll just say it.
I think that's true when they're coming off a good year. Like all of a sudden he's built up, and then when they have a shit year, I feel like everybody wants him fired. Like it's the weirdest thing. I guess it makes sense that he's 43-44.
Yeah, I feel like people make excuses for him when they're bad. Like I feel like he doesn't get the heat. Maybe I have that wrong, but I feel like it's like, oh, injuries and our quarterback. It's not his fault. It's John Lynch, that motherfucker. Okay, that's all I got on Shanahan. The offense, another weird thing about the 49ers is he's the offensive coordinator, right? But they just don't come out and say it. There's just, he's the head coach. So we got this like run game coordinator, passing game coordinator, which is very annoying. But the offensive line coach and run game coordinator is Chris Forrester. He's in the second year as O-line coach. He was hired as a game planning assistant in 2019, but this is his first year as this run game coordinator as Mike McDaniel left, the Dolphins coach now. But obviously, Chris Forrester, you know what he's best known for? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I was trying to think back now.
He's best known for the video of him doing cocaine off of his desk when he was down in Miami in 2017. So also, it was for a hooker, I believe. He was talking real dirty to a hooker in that video. But good for him. Good for him. He's back. He was also the Gophers O-line coach in 1992. Okay.
There's a correlation there somewhere.
There's got to
sure.
be. There's got to be.
Cocania.
Cocania from up north. Hitting the slopes, eh? Okay. Passing game coordinator is a guy named Bobby Slowick. It's his first year as passing game coordinator. He was an assistant. He's been an assistant in some fashion with the 49ers since 2017. He's the son of Bob Slowick, who is the linebacker coach for the Calgary Stampeders in the CFL. Shout out, Ty. But Bob was the Bears defensive coordinator from 1993 to 1998. Do you remember him?
I remember the name now that you mentioned that. Yeah, I couldn't pick him out of a lineup, though.
No, I don't remember this at all. He was also a defensive coordinator for the Broncos, Packers, and Browns. So he's bounced around quite a bit. So he might be just a bad coach.
So he's passing game coordinator, you said?
Yeah.
Or no?
Passing game coordinator is Bobby is. Not Bob. Bob's
oh,
the old
oh,
man.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Bobby
got it.
Is the kid.
Okay.
Is the kid. Yeah, so... sorry for any confusion there. Bob and Bobby, Bobby, Bob, Bob, Bob.
No, it's good. Always good to go as Bobby, as an adult. You know, that's always.
Yeah, I don't respect that.
Sorry unless you're Bobby's out there.
Bobby Bonilla. He might be the only one who can get away with it. All right. It's funny. What if someone just called him Bob Bonilla? I would that would make me cringe if someone's like, hey, you know who my favorite baseball player is? Bob Bonilla. No, it's Bobby. This is maybe the only one.
Ooh, I think a ghost has entered your room.
That's
Ben.
My dog. Get the hell out of here. Sorry about that.
Is your dog's name Bob, by any chance?
His name is, well, close. It's Andre Dawson is his name. So, the Hawk. I got another pick coming up, Bill. Could use your help here.
Okay.
I really just need a kicker and defense here. So, we're going to go. How about Baltimore defense? You feel good about that?
I feel great.
All right. Kicker?
Santos.
All right. Santos. Robbie Gould is there.
Nah.
Santos appears. Oh, no, there he is. Okay,
he's way at the bottom. Yeah.
Yep. He's way at the bottom. But we went ahead and took, you know, you got to kick off that new sod. So you're in good shape there. So thank God that draft is over. All right. Defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers is D'Amico Ryans, former linebacker, played for Houston and Philly. He was rookie of the year in 2007. It's his second year as defensive coordinator. It noted on Wikipedia that he interviewed for the head coach job with the Vikings, that he had a second interview, but he declined. Who says that? Who said that? Did he just didn't get the job and he's like, I declined. I don't want it. Right.
Yeah. Who ended up in Minnesota? Now it's an offense, the dude from the Rams, right? One of the offensive coordinators. Kevin
O'Connell.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think
is
so.
That right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So I don't know. I just thought that was funny. He's like, had a second interview, declined. He declined it.
I bet.
I don't even want it.
It's possible that Ziggy Wolf showed him his penis unsolicited. So can't blame him.
Who hasn't seen Ziggy's little Ziggy? Wikipedia also said, it had just had in one of his like fun facts, personal information, just says Ryans is a Christian. That's it. Hard stop. I was like, all right. So I clicked on the source and it came from some website called Sports Spectrum, where it's where sports and faith connect. Have you ever heard of that? I know that's not really in your algorithm on your computer. Any faith-based information, because you worship the devil. But
666 666, come here, Beelzebub.
Love it. Thank you so much. The name of this article that was written about him was the title is "Guided by Faith in Jesus." D'Amico Ryans has a stout 49ers defense primed for playoff run. What? Is that what Jesus is worried about?
Yes.
The 49ers.
Stopping
defense?
The run.
Yeah. Jesus wants to know, can you get pressure on Matthew Stafford? Huh? That's what Jesus wants to know.
I'd take Jesus for more of a cricket guy. Like, not...
What? Okay. Really? You know? Cricket?
Yeah. Not a lot of physical contact. It's played in the Middle East, mostly.
Okay.
I think. Wait. Okay. I think I have that wrong. I think it's played in, like, Asia, mostly. So I'm not a big stare at a map and make right decisions guy.
Okay. What position do you think Jesus would play if he played football?
I could see him as a center.
No, he's definitely a cornerback. Like, he's maybe a nickelback.
He's a fan of nickelback. I have a feeling.
The lead singer kind of looks like a weird Jesus guy, right?
He does.
Kroger? Isn't that his name? Chad Kroger?
Yeah. Also a supermarket, I believe.
Why is that taking up space in my brain? Yeah, Jesus, I could see is, he's a liability on the outside. Like, he's got tight hips.
Do you think, like, a lot of pass interference call? Like, he's pretty handsy.
He does, yeah.
Or it just gets
physical.
Beat.
He's physical, yeah. But he gets beat a lot. Just he bites on a lot of moves.
Well, he did get beat a lot if you read your Bible.
Well, that's why he's worried about the 49ers defense in the playoffs. Well, good for him. D'Amico and Jesus, both of them. All right, special teams coordinator is a guy named Brian Schneider. It's his first year with the Niners. He was the Jags special teams guy in 2021, and he was the Seahawks special teams guy from 2010 to 2020, so won a title with them, so he maybe not knows what he's doing. He has four kids that are named Jaden, Jace, Joby, and Joel. All J's.
Joby? I don't know more about Joby.
It must be Joby. It's J-O-B-Y. Joby? It's Joby.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't either.
I think it's Joby. I'm going with Joby.
It's like a Lord of the Rings thing. Is it a troll from Lord of the Rings? I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I think that's his middle name though.
Or is it the is there a Joby
first,
in
his first
Harry
name's
Potter
Hand.
Or something?
His first name's Hank.
This is probably like a 2-year-old kid. We can't be saying things like that. But what like the four kids are all J names. Mm-hmm. Which, like, I've seen, like...
Why not, you know, Jesus?
But he's worried about him being a corner. But, like, you know, you've seen, like, the families are like, oh, we all have S names or mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah. His name is Brian and his wife's name is Kelly. Where are they coming with the J's? Why are they like, let's just keep rolling the J's?
I don't know.
Yeah, Joby?
Joby.
I slaughtered that. There's no way it's Joby. No.
It's definitely Joby.
All right. Joby Schneider. Let's move on. First name's Hand. That's horrible. You're going to prison. That's why
see
you don't,
you there.
You need to read more faith-based sports mm-hmm. columns, Bill. Get your mind out of the gutter. Okay. Quarterbacks coach is Brian Greasy. How about that? First year out of the booth after getting fired for Monday Night Football. The San Francisco website lists him as having 12 years of experience. I think this is his first year as a coach, so that feels like cheating a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't like it. Like, I don't like the name Joby. Wikipedia also said that Bob Greasy and Brian Greasy became the first father-son duo in NFL history to both win a Super Bowl. So, I don't know. It's just two weird things I hit on Wikipedia.
Like, really again, who were really the other options?
I don't know. Like,
oh, Joby Unitas almost got one. 2002, I think.
Joby Unitas. I wish I had a Joby Unitas jersey. Okay, assistant quarterback coach is one of our old friends. Well, I don't think we've discussed him. Clay Kubiak, obviously with a K. He was the defensive quality control coach last year with San Fran. I think we did talk about him last
year.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Marquez.
Clay and Clit and Craig and Cobby. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible. I hate all of the Kubiaks, mostly just because of their names. Assistant head coach and running back coach is Anthony Lynn. He was the former Chargers coach. He was the Lions offensive coordinator last year. That didn't last too long. Which we can we talk about the Lions? Maybe we don't need to do it right now, but let's talk about the Lions later. I'm a little sick of the hype train.
Okay.
That's all I got for coaches. I didn't do the front office. We did that last year with there's like a bunch of Yorks and DeBartolos and not too much going on there. There are no Gophers on the squad. There are two Illini on the practice squad.
Oh.
I won't have you guess. I don't know.
No.
If you knew this, you're way too far into the Illini weeds.
I got nothing.
All right. Defensive lineman, ninth year defensive, but I don't believe anything San Fran tells me about how many years of service these guys have. Akeem Spence, defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
You know him?
Yeah. I'm surprised he's on a practice squad, but,
okay,
you know, all right, make hay while the sun is shining, I guess.
There you go. Wide fifth-year wide receiver Malik Turner is also on the practice squad.
Okay.
So,
hang
you know, there's
for dear life.
Yeah, there's worse teams to be on a practice squad, right? Like the 49ers are a good team to hang on to. Also on the practice squad, not Illini related, is Tashawn Gibson.
Oh.
Surprised to see his name pop up and that he's not out of the league.
Yeah, I love that he was our starting safety the last 2 years, and
yep,
he's on a practice squad. That's practice perfect. Squad.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not great. So that's all I got for the 49ers team preview. Any other thoughts?
Are you going to be at the game? You mentioned the weather. Are you going to be in the house?
Mm-hmm. I will be there with Beasel. We'll be in the Waldron deck.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out. I'll give you a beer and a sandwich. Hope the weather holds off.
Mm-hmm.
A rumor is our buddy Rory Doinks will be there.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And then, some other people might just stop by. I don't know, Bill, but I'll be there. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Even if the rain comes, I'll be all right. I won't melt like the sod. I'll be just fine. I love the Bears. Barrels.
So many barrels. Hopefully they will be back where they belong, like they ended up at some point last year. They made a nice recovery. That was a beautiful thing. Dan, I wish you and Beasel lots of fun. We will talk Vegas lines here in 2 segments from now. We will do Bears Fantasy Corner next. So many pieces of advice that we are going to give our loyal listeners. Dan, thank you for your hard work. I love you.
You're welcome. I'm Jobby. Give me your rings. Lord of the Rings, I'm Jobby. My dad's a coach.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you have a bear that you fantasize about every Sunday? So do we. It's Bears Fantasy Corner.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Is there a bear that you fantasize about? Put the big paws on you. Big paws on you.
All right, Fantasy Corner. Bears this week obviously have a lot of players that people are trying to gobble up. Eat them. And I don't have any stats on where we ended up last year. I feel like, did we tie or have you might have beaten me just barely? I feel like we tied because you probably took an offensive lineman probably like 3 weeks in a row. But this year, we promised guys we're going to take this very serious, very serious. And we're going to pick real players. So, Bill, why don't you kick us off for 2022 NFL season week one? Who is your bear click to pick?
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Really appreciate it. Thank you for providing me the floor and making the first pick of the year. I really appreciate it. We cannot have the same player, so this is a huge advantage for me to start this season off. Lot to choose from. It's a blank slate. I don't know if you've heard, but Matt Eberflus is now the coach. We got Getsy leading the charge. He has unlocked Justin Fields, but not only unlocking Justin Fields, he's unlocked all of the weapons. That's what we're all about to see on Sunday. I'm going to choose one of those weapons, Dan.
Okay.
The weapon I am choosing is Velus Jones Jr.
Oh, damn it.
He's been on mothballs all preseason for the most part, but that just gives him a leg up. There's not a lot of tape on this guy. He's 26 years old. He might only play the first game. He might be fragile. So I'm going to take full advantage of this opportunity. The line, predicted line, one rush, 75 yards and a touchdown. One catch, 82 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, nice.
So pay dirt strikes twice. Velus Jones Jr. is my pick. Dan, how about you?
I love that pick. He was in my top two of what I was going to take. I think we're going to run the ball a lot, Bill. I think it's just going to be a lot on the ground, especially if it's raining. There's new sod out there. So, obviously, I'm looking at the backfield. Mm-hmm. And there's one guy that jumps out to me. And his name is Kahari Blazengame, fullback, your Chicago Bears. Finally, we have a fullback. You know, we're going to be throwing a lot of misdirection out there, but we're going to have a lot of red zone play. We're going to be right, you know, we're going to be right there. We're going to be right fucking there. So he's going to have three rushing touchdowns for a total of negative 7 yards because one play is going to go terribly wrong. He's going to get some happy feet in the backfield. He's probably going to lose 10 yards, but he's going to have 3 1-yard touchdowns, which I think will be enough to come out on top this week for Dan Doinks to be 1-0. So Kahari, I think I'm saying his first name right, Blazengame is my clit to pick. 1-0 great... for Dan.
Yeah, that's smart. It's just smart. You know, I assume that you drafted him on all of your teams, including tonight's draft that you walked us through. Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm-hmm. Got to go fullback. Absolutely. John Lithgow, a proud sponsor of this, typically, along with Glad Trash Bags.
Yep. I got some other stuff for you, Bill.
Okay. All right. Well, let's kick it right back to you, buddy.
All
right.
Sorry. Why did I interrupt you? That was super
fun. No, I had nothing. Okay. I didn't know where I was going.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm just wondering, we can review the top performers of last year of the fantasy season.
Yes, please.
Do you want to guess who was the top fantasy performer in total points in our league? For those of you who are just joining, I take all stats from our league, CBS Sports. This is a fantasy league. How long has it been going now, Bill?
This is our 19th year.
19th year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we know what we're doing. So if you have any complaints, go ahead and just write it down on a piece of paper, roll it up, and shove it up your ass. So, Bill, do you want to guess who was the top performer last year, 2021?
Because we do 6 points for touchdowns for quarterbacks as well as everybody else, I'm going to assume it's a quarterback, and I'm going to assume it is an old quarterback named Tom Brady.
Nailed it. You nailed it. Tom Brady finished with 523 fantasy points in our league. Josh Allen, second, 517. Justin Herbert was third with 510. Now, top non-quarterback performers in 2021. You want to take a guess?
Jonathan Taylor's got to be up there.
Nailed it. You nailed it again.
And Cooper
Taylor. Yeah, 1-2. You're good at this. This is why you're good at fantasy. That's why you're champion. You were champion last year. So that makes sense. Jonathan Taylor, 343. Cooper Kupp, 330. And Austin Eckler was third, 291. The Taysom Hill Glad Trash Performers of 2021. The three worst players in fantasy. Now, keep in mind, we do have negative points. Do you want to guess who is? I'll give you one guess. Who is the worst?
Damir Bird.
I feel like he was on this list. Josh Rosen came out last year with a negative 4.99.
Awesome.
Deontay Spencer. He's supposed to play, I think, for Pittsburgh. Like, is he supposed to be a good player? I don't know. Deontay Spencer, negative 3.75, and John Wolford, who I believe is the Rams backup, negative 2.3 fantasy points. Bears performers last year, fantasy wise, JF1, the 152 fantasy points. Mooney, 158. Cole Kmet, 76.
Whoops.
And then David Montgomery was the leader with 163. Those are bad. That's bad.
Those are really bad.
That's really bad. So, yeah. You know,
yeah. It's a new year.
And Taysom Hill, by the way, he's just a full-time tight end now. Do I have that right?
I think so. I'm not 100%. Now that Sean Payton, you know, his blankie is gone. I don't know what Sean Payton's doing these days. Yeah. Keep him out of the quarterback room, right? Mm-hmm. Keep him out of there.
I mean, we were right about him from the start. We were right about him. Trash. He's trash. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know how he got so much money. That pisses me off. Whatever. We can move on. But that's been Bears Fantasy Corner. I had fun. Thank you, John Lithgow. Hope you're still alive.
He's shirtless somewhere, overacting. See you next segment.
Bet, hedge, lose, reload. Bet, hedge, lose, reload.
Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Yes.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Go!
Zero doinks!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go!
Sausage!
Yes. Go! Kick it in!
Hams and bread.
Let's go!
Everybody's tuning in to get those hot, hot picks.
Oh, baby. It is Vegas time, gambling time, sports app time. Lines are hot, overs, unders, overs, unders. And there's only one guy that can give it to you straight, give it to you real, make you an unbelievable amount of cash. You will be retiring based off of his advice. You know, spoiler alert, please don't bet more than you can afford to spend. And that guy is Rick Fieldsman. He is our resident sharp shark and shart. If you've never heard from him, here he is, Rick Fieldsman, Hams and Spreads. Take it from here, buddy.
When your eyes go over Rick's profile picture, what comes to mind?
He's a dummy.
Oh, doinkers, we are back, baby. Oh my gosh, do I feel good. It's been too long. This is season 18 of Zero Doinks. Oh, this is Hams and Spreads. Welcome for the uninitiated. My name is Rick Fieldsman. My pronouns are he and him. I'm a cis male sitting in the driver's seat of my truck wearing the same underpants for the last week, and I have a huge case of the funds. Oh my gosh, I have the hottest picks. Listen to me. Rick Fieldsman has turned woke. I am woke to these sports books. I am woke to these line makers. I won every bet last weekend. College football, week one, 5 days of games, every single pick I won. It was the hottest thing in the world. I was calling everybody, texting everybody, screen capping everything. Any bet I made was the hottest pick, and that's what I'm bringing to you, my loyal listeners. I am bringing you three of the absolute hottest picks. We're back, baby. We are back. I can't believe it, man. It's We're Back City, and Rick Fieldsman's the mayor. Should we get into it? I think we should. Let me just figure out what we're betting here, and here we go. Hams and Spreads, pick one. Oh my gosh, we are starting. I know what you're thinking, Rick. NFL football, it's starting. No, we're getting started at 8 a.m. on Sunday. Our boys in blue, Everton, are playing Arsenal. Now, here's what I know about Arsenal. They are, they're good. They're a good team. But Everton, my boys in blue, I bleed boys orange and blue. I bleed my boys in blue. They are going Everton over 3.5 team total corners, baby. Plus 100 odds over 3.5. Here's what's going to happen. Arsenal's going to go up 3-0 in the first half. Everton's going to have zero corners in the first half. You're going to be like, well, Rick, this wasn't the hottest pick. What were you thinking? Then guess what they're going to do? They're going to ease off on the gas a little bit, press that clutch in, feather the clutch, tap the brake a little bit, and then Everton's going to go. They're going to try to score some goals. It's going to deflect out of bounds for the corner kicks. All we need is 4, baby. Over 4 team total. This is the easiest bet. Everybody's looking at the NFL. You got to come to Rick for the hottest picks. You got to hacksaw Jim Duggan through the weeds, and that's what I'm giving to you. Everton, over 3.5 corners, plus 100. Let's go to the next pick.
Hands and spreads, pick 2.
Oh, my gosh. So here's what everybody's talking about. Have people lost their minds? I'm hearing is how Detroit is going to be good this year. Are people idiots? I've never seen. It was like the Cowboys last year. This is Hard Knocks. Oh, they're going to be amazing. No, they suck. Detroit is the worst. I'm seeing 7-8 wins. Detroit, you are crazy. This is the weirdest Hard Knocks bump that I've ever seen in my life. They are playing the Eagles, who are absolute hot trash. I want nothing to do with Philadelphia. I want even less to do with Detroit. Eagles are 4-point favorites. Eagles are going to win by 2 touchdowns. Detroit is the absolute worst. I can't name one Detroit player. I don't want to name one Detroit player. We're going to Eagles. By the way, haven't watched Hard Knocks. Have watched House of the Dragon, 3 episodes. Pretty good. Have not watched Hard Knocks. Did watch True Detective Season 1, but haven't watched Hard Knocks. Philadelphia Eagles, -4. -110 on the books. I love, love, love that bet. Let's go to the last pick.
Hams and spreads, pick 3. Printing Money's pick of the week.
Printing Money's pick of the week is brought to you by gambling. If you thought you liked gambling, just ask my good friend Lady Gaga.
There ain't no reason that I place these bets alone tonight, yeah, baby, night, yeah, baby. I got a reason that I shouldn't have my phone tonight. I made some picks I thought were right but might be wrong tonight, yeah, baby, night, yeah, baby. I reached my limits and my odds are just too long tonight. I love to feel the rush, but it's gotten dangerous. I need to run right to my apps with you, where I can secure some of my funds. I'm gonna hedge. I'm sorry that I gave out all these hot picks to you. I'm gonna hedge. I'm worried, and I'm hoping all my cash outs go through. I'm gonna hedge. I'll hedge. I'll hedge. I'll hedge. I'm sorry, but this is something that I feel I must do. I'm gonna hedge with you.
Thanks, Lady Gaga. Gambling. Insert funny Lady Gaga reference here. Oh, we are back, baby. That was hot. We are back. We're sponsored. You know what? I'm just gonna say it. Every week this season, we're gonna be sponsored. Until I don't have time or I forget. Now, let's go to the last pick. You know what I'm doing. You know where I'm going with this, baby. The Bears are back. The Bears are back in town, baby. The Bears play on Sunday versus the 49ers. You know what? I don't know, man. 3-0 preseason. It's off to a hot start. Bears are going to keep it rolling, but that's not where my funds are going. My funds are going on points. Rick loves the points. Eberflus loves the points. The coach of the 49ers loves the points. Everybody loves the points. Over 41. Minus 110. This line's moving down, but I'm going to buy it. This is exactly where I want it to be. Over 41 points. 100 minus 110. We are absolutely hammering the over. We're humping the over. We are rocking that over. There is going to be so much. There's going to be 41 points in the first half. I'm going to say it right now. 41 points in the first half. I'm hoping that my boys in orange and navy are going to be on the right side of that. But we are going to see Point City, baby. And there you have it. We got a lot of action going on this weekend. Here's what I'm going to ask, though. I got a special request for all of my loyal listeners. I got the Coach Q special. Coach Q's Formula One. He bets, will there be a safety car every week? Every week it hits. Every single week. Formula One, you know that Grease Tank's breaking it down for you. Formula One is in Italy. I want everyone betting for Coach Q's. Safety car is going to happen, minus 175. It's the Coach Q's special. We're doing it for Dan. We're doing it for the coach. I love you, buddy. I love my loyal listeners. And I'm going to send it back to the two men I love the most. And as always, have a good one at the windows.
Absolutely perfect. It's so true.
Wow. Surprising choices, Dan.
I loved them. I loved all of them. Those are all winners. You can take those to the bank. And I'm going to actually go back on what Bill said. You should bet an uncomfortable amount of money on all of those, because those are locks that you put on your bagel. Mm-hmm. You put a locks on bagels? Is that a thing? It's fish, right?
I think so. It's like a wet fish.
So you slap those wet locks all over your betting bagels, mm-hmm, and see you at the windows. So good to have Rick back. I missed him so much.
Yeah, it's so been much. A long time. I know. It's incredible. He sounds refreshed. He sounds rich. He made some incredible wagers over the weekend with college football. He was absolutely on fire. I don't know if he talked about this in Hams and Spreads, but he sent us a text this morning saying, "Hey, just got $50 from Barstool. You guys should check out your accounts." None of us had $50 in our accounts. And then he sent something about an hour ago saying that Barstool basically reached out to everybody and said, "Oh, our mistake. We're going to basically peel that money away from you," which bullshit move. If that's Barstool or DraftKings or whoever, you got to eat that error. I'm sorry. You can't fucking do that. Yeah.
I don't think anybody else would do it except for like DraftKings and stuff. Like they'll just, you know, how it used to be. It's like, I'd wait too long in the chat room to ask you a dumb question. Like, "Oh, here's $10. Sorry about that." So, yeah, there's no way anyone but Barstool is doing that. I have horrible luck with Barstool, so.
No, I know.
Yeah, I don't go in there. I have like $11 hanging on that account, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to put it on another Everton and Gophers to win it all wager for it's like just, $3 million.
Yeah, it's just that's just good business.
It's just good business.
That's what that is. Dan, we have not talked Bears, 49ers, and lines yet. I'm curious what Vegas thinks about this game noon on Sunday.
You got it. So first of all, let's just talk about the spread against these teams against the spread. Last year, the Bears were 6-11. The over was 7-10 for the Bears. The 49ers were 12-8. So this includes playoff games as well. For the Niners, 12-8 against the spread, 8-12 on the over for the 49ers. So keep that in mind when we talk about the line this week. Bears are, this is on DraftKings, they're +7, getting a full touchdown and an extra point. That's minus 115 on DraftKings, so a little extra juice on that. The over-under is 41.5. The under is minus 115. So they're begging for you to take the over. What do you like, buddy?
Can you tell me about the money line first?
I don't know the money line.
Okay, I knew it ranged from, depending on the book, 230 to 250 is what I've seen throughout the past couple weeks. Plus 230 plus 250. You can tell where my head is at. I don't know what the 49ers money line is.
245.
Bears money line. That's the move. They're fresh. 49ers are living high on the hog after being the runners up in the NFC. They're full of themselves. Everybody thinks the Bears are going to lose in the national media. Everybody. I saw about four jokes about it today on a variety of sources. Bears are going to win. They're going to win. They may lose the next 16, but they're going to win on Sunday. Which way you leaning, bud? I don't know about over under. I'd go over.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't know how someone someone could make a logical pick on this on the spread. I guess it feels like a lot of points, but I mean, what do we make of the Bears? I mean, I have no idea what to, you know, the 49ers defense is pretty awesome. I'm a little worried that they're going to get a shitload of pressure on Fields. Trey Lance, we haven't talked about the Trey Lance Jimmy G thing, the Jimmy G, the surprise restructuring of his contract or re-signing with the team. Really strange, like just to be the backup for another year. So does that, I mean, that's right. So
yeah,
is he shitty? I don't know. I guess the unknown, I don't think I would take the Bears or the Niners with the giving or taking the points, give or take. I actually kind of like the under, especially if it's going to rain. New sod, everyone's slip sliding. Kickers are going to miss field goals all over the place. So I think I like the under 41.5. I think it could be a sloppy game. I just think in general, I could see the Bears keeping a lot of games close this year, but not having the talent to pull through in the end. I could see them losing a lot of close games this year. Just kind of feels that way, right? Like the defense is going to keep them in it. Our offense is going to struggle. Like hopefully Justin's, you know, looking good, but he can only do so much himself. So you look around and be like, oof, I gotta rely on Equanimeous St. Brown in fourth quarter. Oh, that could be a problem. So I think in general, with the unknown, I like the under in this game.
Okay. Take that under consideration. Gamble responsibly, but remember that Brian Greasy's on the other sideline coaching up Trey Lance in the quarterback room. I think I might have just doubled my Bears money line pick. Oh,
wow. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you're right, buddy. I hope you win all of the hot cash.
Here's where my head's at, too.
Yeah. Okay.
DraftKings has the promotion of pick a money line side. If the team you pick goes up by 10 at any point, you're an automatic winner.
Oh,
we're getting that kickoff. We're going up 7-0 right away because Velus Jones is returning it all the way. We get a stop. We get a Santos field goal. 10-0. I want the Bears to win, obviously, but my pocketbook, they already won at that point, baby. Doesn't matter. They were up by 10.
I think, is Velus just doing punts? I feel like Herbert, my Sherbert, is doing kickoffs.
I should probably know that information. Yeah.
I hope you're right. I feel like I should sprinkle a little on the Bears money line just because it's fun. Why not?
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. Just money.
You'll be mad if you didn't do it. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. Just ask Phil. Just ask him. He's dead.
Dead. He's gone.
He doesn't have a wallet.
Nope. He doesn't have a wallet. Just he has all these loose Mitch coins. It's just all in his robe. Give some to Ira.
Yeah.
I should say that. I don't. Ira, please let us know you're okay.
Please. We've been reaching out to you. Please be okay.
Please be okay. All right.
Okay. Any other games jump out at you there, buddy?
I got other games for you. Goddamn right I do. All right. Yeah, first, I got five for you. I just put five together. It just felt right. A lot of A lot of favorites on the road, so I'm sure that can't go wrong. First one, I like the Ravens, -7 at the Jets. The Jets are terrible. Zach Wilson might play, might not play. If it's Joe Flacco, they're awful. So I like the Ravens, who are going to be awesome this year. Lamar Jackson's going to go off. Ravens -7 on the road in New Jersey. What do you think about that, Bill?
I don't like it. I think the Jets crowd is going to go crazy. I think Joe Flacco gets the start, gets the win against his former team. Jets win 10-7.
Not even a cover. You have a full-blown. Sounds like you should throw a money line on that one, huh?
I won't.
Okay. All right. Eagles at the Lions. Eagles are giving 4 points to the Lions. The Lions are getting way too much hype. I don't like it. It makes no sense to me. Yeah, Dan Campbell is fun. I know that they won 2 or 3 games last year. And everyone's like, oh, they lost so many close games. It's like, well, maybe they just stink. They may have bad luck and they stink. So you're not scaring me with Jared Goff. You're not scaring me with Jared Goff. It's still the Lions. What have they done to get better? Nothing. Dan Campbell's fun. Might be a shitty coach. Take the Eagles -4 on the road in Detroit. Bill, tell me why you like the Lions.
I like them because of one person only, TJ Hockenson. I'm a big Iowa tight end guy. He wins the game. Last second touchdown pass from backup Tim Boyle. Don't remember because it's Goff gets benched.
David Blau got cut, I believe.
Right. Goff gets benched and Lions win by 3 last second touchdown to TJ Hockenson.
Okay.
Money line.
All right. That's a terrible one. All right. I don't love this one. I'm just going to say that. But also, another team that's getting way too much hype again, the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are hosting the Packers. That's just a good game in general. Packers are only given 1.5 on the road. It's Aaron Rodgers. Kirk Cousins, it's not scaring me. I'm taking the Packers -1.5. Prove me wrong.
I will. It's a 3:25 game that gives Kirk Cousins plenty of time to sleep in. He's got a bit of the COVID headache still. I think he's had COVID 8 times, but you know, if I die, I die, I believe was his quote. Vikings win. Going away, they win by 17 points. Aaron Rodgers breaks his collarbone.
Oh, prayer hands. Okay,
I'm not wishing it. No, I'm not going to be part of it, as Darren and I were saying. We're not planning it. We're not partaking in it. If it happened, I'm not going to be upset about it.
Yep. Okay. All right. That's fair. we're on the same page there. Mm-hmm. All right. Game 4, Chiefs at the Cardinals. Cardinals are a mess. Kyler Murray has to study. He has to be forced to study. He's 4'2".
Yeah.
Hopkins is out for 10 weeks. Is that right? He's out for a while. I think they just stink in general. I think they're going to be awful. Kingsbury's getting fired midseason. Chiefs are only given 6 on the road. Mahomes, I think, is out for blood this year. Kansas City -6 on the road in Arizona. Book it.
Dan, you and I are in lockstep here.
Oh, wow. That was a shock.
Yeah. Chiefs go. They absolutely beat the fuck out of the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are miserable and possibly the worst team in the league.
Yep. Agreed. We should look into a wager for that. Like, just completely falling apart. Worst.
Yep. Yep.
Worst record. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Let's talk offline about that. Okay. All right, last game. I believe this is a Sunday night game in Dallas. The Cowboys are hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady getting divorced. That's the rumor, correct? Or he's fighting with Giselle. He's very sad about it. That's why he took time off. Or
I missed that.
Maybe something's going on with the two of them. Cowboys are getting 2.5 points at home. Bucks also have a lot of injuries, I think, on the offensive line. That's shaky. I believe the Cowboys do as well, but we're just going to ignore that. I like the Cowboys +2.5 at home. Sunday night, Dak Prescott is probably going to break both of his ankles.
And Tony Romo will call it a cramp. That'll be my favorite part of it. I believe it's a cramp as bones are just poking out of his skin. That's a tough one. I remember looking at this. I did not remember the line. Mike McCarthy's on one sideline, so I got to go the other way. Tampa barely wins.
Hold on. Who's
Todd Bowles, who's sucked as a head coach. Take the under?
Yeah, maybe the under. Yeah. Who's doing Sunday night now? Is that still Collinsworth and
shit, I don't remember.
Al Michaels?
I don't think so. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I'm very confused on it, says Monday night is now. Is that Buck and Aikman now? Did they move to ESPN? I'm so lost.
I know.
Or did they go to Amazon?
They're on Amazon. But what is that? Thursday night only?
So who's doing Monday night then? I feel like it all moved this year.
Oh, no. That's not Aikman. You just mentioned that. All right. Well, let's start with Sunday Night Football Booth. Who is it? Tirico and Chris Collinsworth.
Whoa.
Melissa Stark on the sideline. Where's she been? The Monday night booth, I bet it's going to be just hot garbage. ESPN just won't pay anybody anymore.
Not greasy anymore.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm an idiot. It's Buck and Aikman.
On Monday night?
On Monday night. Yeah.
Okay.
That's better. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like fine. They don't bother me.
Why are they trotting out Lewis, whatever the fuck his name is, and Dan Orlovsky, and why have they been trotting them out in the preseason?
I don't know.
What are they doing?
They're bad. Damn. Orlovsky is just bad all around. He wants to be a hot take guy bad.
Yep.
And it's so obvious. He's the worst. I can't stand him. That's it, Bill. Those are the games that I like. Any prop bets you like this year? I didn't really spend time looking at that. I will in the next few days. I like last year, the predicting the bands of where the Bears will finish, where they'll finish in the division, how many wins they'll have. I think I had last year between like 5 and 7 wins. I like those bets. Yep. So
I'll tell you what I have for my prop bets. This is DraftKings. Thank you, DraftKings. I have, let's start off at the top. Matt Eberflus, Coach of the Year winner, +4,000. I have Saquon Barkley, Comeback Player of the Year, +1,600. I don't think that's a bad bet, actually.
No.
Jaquan Brisker, I have Defensive Rookie of the Year, +5,000. I have the Bears as the most regular season team sacks at +3,500. I cannot remember if Eberflus defenses get to the quarterback for sacks. Apparently I placed a Bears money line bet against 49ers already. That's fantastic. Thank you.
What was that,
Bill? Thank you, August Bill, that did this one, apparently. That was +245 at the time.
Oh, it's the exact same now.
Yeah, I did that on August 26th, apparently.
That's awesome.
I have Justin Fields' regular season rushing yards, which I believe you have as well.
Yep.
As over five, it was over 500.5. That was -110. I also have Darnell Mooney regular season most receiving yards +4,000. I have Bears over wins 6.5. That was +100 at the time. +2.5 wins in the division +110, and Super Bowl winner +8,000.
Oh man,
so I'm sure
those are all winners. Those are all winners.
That's the beautiful part about them, Dan. I could win them all. Nothing crosses streams in a negative way.
No. I think the only one I have is the over 500.5 rushing yards. I also have a two-way parlay, Mitch Trubisky and Mike Tomlin. Mitch Trubisky for Comeback Player of the Year.
Okay.
And Tomlin for Coach of the Year. That's going to pay out $8,500.
Okay, congrats.
I have the Bears winning the Super Bowl and the Gophers winning the Big Ten championship game.
Okay.
That's going to pay out $109,000. And then I have the Gophers winning the national championship. Okay. I have the Bears winning the Super Bowl, and I have Everton winning the Premier League. Mm-hmm. I wagered 65 cents.
Okay.
And that pays out almost $5 million. I tried to do well. They would only let me put in 65 cents. So they limited.
That's the best bet I've ever heard of. That's
yeah, it's four. Well, I guess it's not quite five. It's 4.9 million. 4.95176565 and 65 cents.
What do you do with the winnings, Dan?
You
thought ahead?
I mean, Everton's probably going to kill that one first. No. I'll give you $1,000. How about that?
Thanks, Dan. And that'll be the end of the podcast, basically.
Yeah.
Is that how it ends?
Yes. Hell yeah. There's no way. If all three of those, let's be honest, if that happens, I'm just going to die. I'm just going to die of a heart attack. So that would be amazing. I feel like the Gophers are probably going to have to play better teams if they want to get to the national championship game.
That's a perfect segue to the Big Ten Minute. Dan, this has been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your bankroll with me in the future.
You're welcome. I'm going to be rich. Go Gophers.
I've been watching the film at night.
Weirdest Big Ten Minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten Minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove. I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know. Oh, Big Ten Minute. Oh, Big Ten is in full swing now. The Illini have already played a full season, it feels like, and the Gophers just finished their first game. The Illini with a tough loss this week at Indiana. I watched almost all the game, fell asleep for a little bit, but saw the end. Very, very questionable, horrible call in the end zone, really fucked over your Illini. I don't have any stats to back this up. I felt like the Illini had a lot of drops in the game as well. Felt a lot of dropsies, kind of sloppy play. They were the better team by far. Indiana's not very good. Their quarterback stinks, but somehow will pull a nice throw out of his ass. I'm rambling on, Bill. What are your thoughts on the Illini?
I don't disagree with any of that. That is, I saw at a Lion Eye, who is a Illini fan who writes for IlliniBoard.com, I believe. He said it best when he said, "I have seen that Illinois football game my entire life, and we lose every single fucking time." Basically, I don't think he said fucking, but I just did. It's a controversial call that goes the wrong way. It is missed opportunities in the red zone. It is dropsies, like you said. It is untimely turnovers. It is conservative offensive coordinating when you should be trying to put a foot on the throat. It was all of those things. I think it's Bill Conley or whatever who does like a review of like every NCAA game the week after and looks at like win probability after the fact. I think he said Illinois would win that game 65% out of the time or something like that, which is very high for coming out on the losing end. So it sucks. Sucks starting the Big Ten season 0-1. They're 1-1 overall after beating Wyoming in week 0. So Illinois has to host Virginia this Saturday. Virginia blew the doors off of Illinois last year in Virginia. They still have the same quarterback, but they have a different coach.
I don't know what to make of it. Illinois is actually favored. So
yeah. Yeah, do you know the? I was just going to ask you if you know the line.
Two and a half, lane. I think, right? Two
or no? Five. I saw five today.
Okay.
The over-under is 54. 3 o'clock game, mid-afternoon game in Champaign. Who's Virginia played so far? Do you have any idea?
It was like Charlotte or somebody like that. Okay. I don't know if it was Charlotte exactly, but I think they won going away. But yeah, I don't know what to make of it. We can't bet it in the state of Illinois, but I would stay away personally.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, okay. Just I don't love them as a favorite. I just don't. And I think I'm scarred from last year's Virginia game, quite honestly. It wasn't even close. It has no correlation to this year. I understand that. But yeah, I think Illinois is pretty good, though. I think they're a bowl team. I'm just so bummed that they lost on Friday.
Yeah, I think they look better than kind of what I was expecting, especially on the road on Friday night. I like the Illini given five this week without knowing shit about Virginia. I thought they were pretty impressive. I think their defense looks pretty good as well.
Yeah.
Who's that Witherspoon guy?
He's sexy. I mean,
he looks good, but then he also, I think he got burned a few times. Like he just turn around and like make a nice play and then turn around and he just completely botched coverage. And not all on him, but.
He's a projected first rounder by one of those weirdos that does mocks way too early.
Oh, really? So, wow. Yeah. Okay. I could see it.
Yeah. Probably just so physical.
That guy from Indiana, that linebacker who got hurt.
Jesus.
Oh, whoa, is he good.
Nasty. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. He finished the game, I believe, didn't he? I mean, he is good. That he definitely should be. I'd love him on the Bears.
Oh,
he felt like a Bear.
Yeah, he was in the backfield every fucking play. It felt like he was awesome.
The plays too, like where they would snap the ball and he wouldn't move. Did you see a few of those? They'd run him back and he would still be the first guy to the ball.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously can't get away with that in the NFL, but everyone's reacting to the play and he knew immediately it was going the other way.
Yeah,
I was like,
smart.
Wow, smart player. Well,
how about your Gophers, buddy? Enough about the
Gophers
Illini.
Open up last Thursday against New Mexico State. An old friend, Jerry Kill, is the head coach of that team. Jerry looks bad. He's lost a ton of weight, but he looks really old. I think some of you were trolling me with the PJ Fleck stuff.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
And I just sort of laughed it off, but then I was definitely triggered by it because, you know, if it just running it back and how things shook out. I mean, obviously Jerry had to leave because he had the seizure problems, which was unfortunate. And he's, you know, seems better, but his replacement was Tracy Clahey's, the big fat piece of shit, who was covering up for a rapist on the team. So, you know, to be upset that PJ Fleck had to come in and change the culture. You should want to do that because it was a culture that protected rapists. So, you know, everything that Jerry Kill had coming, I think he deserved. So I'll just run through some stats. Gophers won 38-0 on Thursday night. I think they took their foot off the gas a bit at the end. So they did barely cover the spread. The over did not hit. But the Gophers had 485 yards on offense. New Mexico State had 91. The Gophers ran 80 plays. New Mexico State had 33. The Gophers had 31 first downs. They had almost as many first downs as New Mexico State ran on offense. New Mexico had 6 first downs. Tanner Morgan didn't really have to do much. At 174 yards passing, 2 rushing touchdowns. Mo Ibrahim is back. Thank goodness. He looked good. He had 132 yards, 1 touchdown. Trey Potts, the backup running back, had 89 yards and 1 touchdown. So they just kicked the shit out of him. So I was happy to see that. Gophers play this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big Ten Network. Still don't know how all the network stuff works these days. ESPN, CBS. Was Ohio State on CBS this week?
ABC.
ABC.
I believe. I think.
Is the Big Ten on CBS now? Am I? Man, I'm so fucking confused. Yeah. I have no idea how any of this is working. But they play in the Big Ten Network. They play Western Illinois. Real powerhouse team.
Another big challenge.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what they need, right? Does it really matter? It just, like, you just don't lose those games. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. Speaking of Western Illinois, I was in Macomb, Illinois this weekend. Ooh, I was the home of West, and I felt like talking a little shit, but nobody seemed to care. I could not find a line for this game. I know historically there were not lines when they play the FCS schools, but there was a line last week for Wisconsin and Illinois State. I think it was like 35 or so. So probably, I don't know, maybe it's around that, but whatever it is, just stay away. I'm not sure how many people outside of me are going to be watching this game anyway. So, excuse me. Gophers, yeah. I think after that, they play Colorado, I think, at home this year. So at least that will be a bigger conference school. But I think Colorado is also pretty bad. So
they look terrible. I can't remember who they played. I was watching them. They like couldn't get over the 50. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's like Boise or somebody like that.
Okay.
No, TCU. TCU. Okay. Horned Frogs got them. Ribbit, ribbit.
Yeah, that's all I got for Gophers. 2-0 start, hopefully. I mean, it should be. If they lose against Western Illinois, just pack it in. Fire PJ and bring Jerry back. What other games do you like this week, Bill, in the Big Ten?
Yeah, there's only like one that is funny that caught my eye, and then an actual game, Iowa State. Yep. And people are going to be sleeping on Iowa, I'm sure, after they scored 7 points with no touchdowns. That was unbelievable. But they do things like that, and then they end up 10-2. So yep,
exactly. You know,
so they'll probably beat Iowa State again and make the Cyclones cry. But the game that really caught my eye was Michigan-Hawaii. Did you see the line on that puppy?
No. What's that?
Michigan is a 51-point favorite.
Oh. I take it it's at Michigan, right?
It's got to be, yeah.
I watched, what night was that? Was that Hawaii, I want to say, played Friday night? They played one. Or was that
week zero? It was a week zero game. Yeah.
I watched the game they played. Oh, God damn it. Why am I blanking? I watched a good portion of it, and they were up. Hawaii was up early, and then they gave up like 4 quick touchdowns. And they're not playing in the – I was so confused. It looked like they're playing in like on a practice field, and they're like redoing the Aloha Stadium. So they're not playing there. They're playing – it's like some janky little – so – 51 points. See, we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see a spread that high, you just take the points.
Yeah.
Just because. And if it doesn't work, you'd be like, not my fault. Like, that was a lot of points. That's,
yep.
We're over halfway to 100. Like, that's just, you take the points and you just, whatever happens, happens. You don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you gotta cover a 51-point spread. You just have to. Otherwise, get the hell out of Division One at that point. Seriously, knock it off.
51. I'm absolutely. Yeah, that's my lock of the week. Hawaii plus 51. And you know what? I'm absolutely gonna throw that in a teaser as well. I don't know what yet, but I'm putting that in a teaser.
Put a pin in that one, guys. A little bonus: Hams and Bread. From Dan Doinks. I love it. Any other games catch your eye there, buddy?
I just looking through the the top 25. Bama is at Texas. That just seems like a fun game, but Bama's giving 20 points on the road in Austin. Georgia, by the way. Oh my God, are they good? Holy cow.
They lose like their entire defense, and you would have no
idea.
Doesn't
matter. Yeah. No. Unbelievable. They just dominated Oregon. That was bad. Tennessee at Pitt. I think Tennessee's ranked. Maybe the Pitt's getting 7 points at home against Tennessee. Yeah, that was actually a fun game on Thursday. The West Virginia Pitt game.
Yeah,
that was pretty solid. Purdue Penn State was fun as well.
Oh, God. Talk about just urinating down your shorts if you're Jeff Brom. What the fuck was he doing?
I don't know. But that I watched that game in a bar, and I had Purdue in a parlay. They were my last leg to hit, and they were +3.5. And I was just being an asshole. I was begging at the end for them to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some guy I don't know seemed very upset with me. Like I didn't understand. I was like, you don't understand. I'm clearly gambling on this. Like,
yeah.
I'm not serious. Like, there's no way you would kick a field goal. But the other game that I saw was number 10 Baylor at number 25 BYU. BYU's giving 3 points. So. You know me, if you've listened before, I'm definitely betting against BYU. So, but I'm sure it's a night game. Those Mormons will be rocking, not drunk, obviously, doing a lot of soaking pregame and postgame to get themselves hype to beat the Baylor rapists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a weird one. Waco against Provo. Provo,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, Provo, Utah.
Yep.
Yeah, kind of weird. I wonder if there's any BYU fans that listen to Zero Doinks.
It can't be. I've said a lot of mean things about BYU and Zach Wilson.
That's true. That's true. Might be back. Like you said, he might be back. Pound him either way. Pound those Jets.
Soak him either way.
Oh, well, this has been a fun return to the Big Ten Minute. Hugh Robertson, hang in there, buddy. We're great in the second half. You're going to be fine. So are the Illini. Dan, I love you. We got Grease Tank up next for Dipshits and Dipsticks.
Row the boat.
Bill, you can have this win. Enjoy it while it lasts. Illini will let you down. Illini will make you hurt.
Oh, warning! Vroom vroom! Auto sports. Dip shits, dip sticks.
Max Verstappen.
Dip shits and dip sticks.
Lewis Hamilton.
Dip shits and dip sticks.
Ferrari.
With the owner of Grease Tank Racing, Grease Tank himself.
Dipshits and dipsticks. Sir Doinks.
Red Bull. Auto sports.
What's up, Doinkers? It's Grease Tank here with Dipshits and Dipsticks. The weather's getting cooler and football just kicked off, but that doesn't mean racing's over just yet. We've got a couple of series deep into the playoffs right now with a couple races left over, and it's anyone's championship. Let's start with the good stuff. Start with NASCAR. Congrats to Chase Elliott, who secured the regular season championship with 4 wins in the season. The regular season title doesn't matter at all because the NASCAR playoffs are here, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know how they work. There's 16 drivers in the playoffs, there's 16 races left, you win, you move on, etc., etc. So knowing that, let's get into the first round. We head down to Darlington. Eric Jones, who isn't in the playoffs, won his second career Darlington race and really put a damper on all the other playoff racers. Regular season winner Chase Elliott wrecked about halfway through the race, ending up in dead last, and that's not a great start for the playoffs. And poor Kyle Busch blew his engine in the final few laps of the night, basically taking him out of contention. Next week, NASCAR heads to Kansas for round 2 of 16. And my money's on Denny Hamlin in this one. This guy has 2 wins and 4 top 5 finishes in the last 6 Kansas races. Moving on to Formula One, Max wins in fantastic fashion thanks to a phenomenal strategy towards the end of the race. Meanwhile, Mercedes couldn't figure out a pit strategy and promptly gave up the lead with 10 laps to go. And Ferrari did Ferrari things and forgot to tell the left rear tire changer that they were pitting. Dude was probably taking a dump when Benito called to box. As for the championship standings, pack everything up, fire up the buses. Max Verstappen is winning this title, and it's not even close. In fact, Charles Leclerc, who is the third place contender right now. Can win every single remaining race with Max finishing in second or third, and Max will still win the title. So congrats to Max on the championship. Hopefully, Ferrari gets their shit together for their home race in Monza next. Leclerc will probably blow an engine, and Max will probably cruise to another victory, but who knows. And finally, Indy. Beer break. Portland Raceway was where the Indy race was last weekend, and Scott McLaughlin dominated Portland's race from green to checkered, leading 104 of 110 laps. There is one race left in the IndyCar series, and five drivers are still in contention. So tune in next weekend at Laguna Seca. You've got Scott McLaughlin, Marcus Ericsson, Scott Dixon, Josef Newgarden, and the points leader Will Power, all in contention to win the race. My money? I'd say Will Power with his 20-point lead right now. He had a 3-point lead going into Portland, but now with a 20-point lead, it's a very comfortable first place dominating fashion. He basically just needs to either win or get top five, and he runs away with his second career title. Tune in next weekend in Laguna Seca. It's a beautiful track, and it always has tight racing. And that's all I got for Dipshits and Dipsticks. Looking forward to next weekend. Remember, check your dipsticks, and grit meets grease.
Dipshits, Dipsticks. Dipshits and Dipsticks. It's Dipshits and Dipsticks.
With Grease Tank.
Dipshits and Dipsticks. Sir Dykes.
Vroom Vroom.
Auto Sports.
Whoa, Season 4 Zero Dorks. Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at Zero Dorks. Instagram at Zero Dorks. Twitter at Zero Dorks. Slip into our DMs, wet, wet, wild. If the hams are a-slapping, don't come a-slapping. If the hams are a-slapping, don't come a-slapping. At Zero Dorks. And the World Wide Web, www.zerodorks.com. Buy some of Rick Fieldsman's used underpants. Zerdikes.
Banjo. Banjo. Banjo.
Banjo.
All right, week one, first show of the season is about done. We're going to wrap this motherfucker up. Everton, are you locked in, Bill? You watched a second of it.
I have watched a few seconds of it. I am always very surprised, though, on either Saturday or Sunday mornings. Like, I I always forget that they're probably playing, and I love waking up and they've basically already played. Like if they're done by like 7:30 in the morning or something, I love it. And then I'm in a scramble trying to like decipher, is Mike in England upset? Okay. He seems a little bit upset, but usually it ends up in a draw. They love to draw, right?
Yeah. Currently 4-game streak of ending the game in a draw. But this last one was against Liverpool, who could win the league. So that's encouraging. They're playing better with a few new faces. They have yet to win a game this season.
Not great.
Not great. But you know, a draw gets you a point. So, you know, it's not all zeros. They're currently 16th on the table. They play Arsenal this Sunday. Arsenal's currently top of the table. On top of the table. Did we land on top of the table or on top of the table at Arsenal? So they play Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Maybe I'll watch it while tailgating. I don't know. My focus will be on the Bears. But
yeah,
they're playing better. They're not great. They're playing better. They just want to get relegated. That's it. I think that's the goal. So
yeah, stay alive.
Yeah, stay alive. and then maybe they have another electric game like they did last season to pull themselves out of relegation. And we, you, myself, and Rick can watch it together at what bar was that?
Heilman's? I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. That sounds kind of...
That sounded like a Nazi thing.
Yeah.
Heisman's?
Heisman's. Oh, yeah, Heisman's. That's it. Okay. That's it. That's it. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
Toffee time.
That's been Toffee's Corner.
It's Toffee's Corner.
Football.
It's soccer time.
Have it, you know, your history. It's enough to make your heart go. Whoa.
Toffee's Corner.
Ooh, love your kit, Dan.
Corner kicks.
Our boys in blue.
Top of the table.
Toffee, Toffee, Toffee.
Tony La Russa might be dead.
Yeah, is he... I have children walking in behind me.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a ghost or one of your children.
They heard Tony La Russa and they're like, I need to figure out what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about Tony and the Sox.
Just a little bit about Tony. I just love the fact that it's the most vague situation ever. It's so great. I don't even know if it's purposeful, but it's becoming that way now. Like, if he comes back, Sox fans are going to lose their fucking mind, especially if the Sox are still in it. Like, it's awesome. I love it.
You love the speculation?
I love all of it. I love the fact that he's not in the dugout. I love the fact that nobody's really totally talking about it. Like, the players are like, well, I learned about it on social media, which is super weird. Like, why wouldn't Rick Hahn have, like, called the team together and been like, hey, here's what's going on. Miguel Cairo is going to be running the show for a while. Like, that's probably the weirdest part about it. I don't understand what the hell happened there.
I heard, I was listening to David Kaplan and Jay Hood this morning, and Kaplan gave, you know, he's full of shit most times. But he was giving a recap of how it all sort of shook out that day of, like, Tony was, you know, yucking it up with Han, and then he was like out there for batting practice, and then he went in and like changed and then talked to reporters and everything was fine. And according to Kaplan, La Russa got a phone call from his doctor in Arizona that said, like, you're not coaching, like, you need to come here right now. And Tony was like, fuck off, like, I'm gonna coach, I'm fine. And then Rick Hahn came into his office and he's like, hey, I just got off the phone with your doctor. He said, you can't coach anymore. And I was like, I'm not a lawyer, but isn't that like a violation? If the doctor, like, I was like, that's not true. Like, the doctor wouldn't just call.
Unless Rick Hahn is married to Tony La Russa, let's not bury the lead.
Okay. Well, I doubt that because he clearly doesn't want Tony around. But I was like, that's not true. Like, your doctor doesn't call your boss and say,
yeah,
I need Tony here right now. Mm-hmm. I'm a doctor in Arizona. I don't know why he's Italian as well. I need a Tony La Russa to get on an airplane and come to Arizona. Yep. I think that was Italian. Yeah. It felt like a different accent at the end. So if that's true, I don't know. I thought it was bullshit.
It sounds like a complete bullshit. It sounds like a made up story. I did see a picture of Han and La Russa. I don't know if they're yucking it up, but they're by by the batting cage, if you will, before that game. And then I have no idea what happened. Obviously, none of us do except David Kaplan. But he's.
I mean, I think I told you Tony La Russa is a scumbag. So if he concocted this whole thing just to, like, pretend like this season, the last two seasons are not his fault, it wouldn't surprise me. I'd probably go even as far to be like, you just take those losses off my record.
That'd be a very Coach K thing right there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't count it because I was sick. Yeah, exactly. It's the Coach K move. So it wouldn't shock me, but I hope he's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a shitty person, but had the Sox, They're just a few games out of the wild card, right? They're not. It's still within reach.
I think they're dead in the wild card just because there's too many teams to hop. But
oh, I meant the division. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, they were going into tonight. They're two games out, which is hilarious. And they're not a very good team. The division
it's the worst
just blows.
It's the worst division in baseball, right?
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah. Not even close. Definitely in the AL, it's like I think the Indians have 68 wins or something, and the next closest division leader has like 80 wins or something like that.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hot trash.
What a terrible year to just shit the bed. Whatever. It's all been said.
Yeah. It's football season.
Yeah. I mean, you're over it, right? It's just.
Yeah. They're bringing me back in, though, and then I'll be hurt again. So,
sorry, buddy.
I'm stupid. I'm
sorry.
I'm
actually going to the Cubs game on Friday. Be my first Major League Baseball game this year that I've been in person. I think they play the Giants. I mean, I'm so checked out on baseball. I have no idea what's happening. I'm just excited to get there and drink beer out of a hot dog straw. So. Mm-hmm. That should be red hot. So
awesome.
Nah.
Go Cubs.
Well, how many miles we run in these days with our marathon training?
Ooh. I ran and this past weekend I ran 18. That was very painful. Oof. And I have my last long run, if you will, I think is 22 miles, which is next weekend, not this weekend.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And then I taper off. Almost there, baby.
Are you a like poop your guy, like poop yourself while running type of guy, or?
Knock on wood, never even been close to that.
How about peeing yourself?
No. First marathon, I did have to go to the bathroom really bad, and I ran off the course to use like a random hotel or something that had like an arrow saying, feel free to use our bathrooms. So I'm like, yeah, that looks better than waiting in line at a porta potty and my legs are going to fall off. So, but that's the only marathon I've ever had to use the facilities.
Okay. All right.
That's a weird feeling being in a hotel lobby in the middle of a marathon. That's a
gas.
It's a super weird feeling. Yeah.
And you don't want to stop, right?
No.
That's just.
No. When
bad.
I stop, I've had to stop the last three. I guess the first one then too. That was the only time I had to stop the first one. And then the other ones I had to stop out of fatigue. It's almost impossible, at least for me, to get rolling again. Your brain is like, at that point, like, what the fuck are you doing? You idiot. I'm in pain. You are not running anymore.
Do you get, do you wear like a fresh new pair of shoes for each marathon? Do you break them in during your training? And
yeah, I'm on my third pair during training. And I'm on my last pair. So I did it just before my last long run just to get that pain out of my feet. And then there won't be too many miles for the marathon. They'll be comfortable enough.
Wait, so when the marathon's done, the shoes are done, you just toss them out?
Almost, yeah. Just they're disgusting from running on the, you know, on the streets of Chicago.
Well, they got all your poop in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, like everybody's fucking urine and spit and all that. They're gross. So I build them up where they're still wearable, like, you know, they're still functional, but I won't. Yeah, I'm not going to like wear them to your house and walk around and piss
Thank
off
you.
Jordan Doinks. Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you so much. Do you listen to music during the run? Are you like during the actual marathon, or are you not supposed to have headphones in?
I do. That's total timing thing, though, with the pods, if you will, you know, the wireless stuff. So. I know you can charge them in their little holder, but that's just a pain in the ass to try to finesse. So I don't know what I'm going to do this time. So I'm doing Chicago. There's so much noise and activity that keeps you interested, without having to listen to it. So I'll probably do that for the first 10 miles, maybe, and then pop in music for the last 16.2.
Will you? So will you have your phone on you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I call you?
You can. I probably won't pick up. You can text me. I'll probably see the text.
I try to
see where my family is to look for them at certain mile markers.
Got it.
So
you sure
it's hard
I can't call
do,
you?
Though.
I'd prefer to talk you to you on the phone. I've done that call. Before. You've talked to me. Yeah, I'm very impressed by you talking to me while you're running. I've never experienced that before. That was awesome.
Yeah, feel free. Give me a call.
Well, you're down to the water. I mean, you're almost there.
Yeah. Yeah, month away. I know. Super. It had hit me this past week, and I'm like, oh, I got plenty of time. I didn't run that well with the 18 mile. I'm like, I have plenty of time. I'm like, oh, fuck, I do not have plenty of time. Like, I don't. So, but with the weather, if the weather is starting to be like this, then I'm in good shape. When it's 80 degrees plus, then I'm fucked. Yeah.
Oof. Well, I'm glad you're running and not me. But
yeah, no problem.
I hope you run to
fight ALS, baby.
There we go. There we go, buddy. Anything else? Anything
I got nothing.
People need to hear about?
No, absolutely nothing. They need to hear about a Bears win next week when you and I chat next. That's what
Let's
they need to hear
it.
About.
How many wins for the Bears? Let's wrap up season prediction.
Okay, that's a great call. I'm going 9-8. They're going to be 9-8.
I hope
number
so.
Seven wild card. It's number seven seed.
I love it. I'm not as optimistic. I think we win 5 games this year.
That'd be okay.
Five games, Justin improves. That's a win.
Hey, that'd be a huge win. Huge win. Eberflus doesn't make a fool of himself too badly, and there's hope for the future. That would be awesome.
People talk about us being a frisky team next year. That's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what we want, baby.
Yeah. That would be sweet. Well, let's kick Trey Lance's ass this weekend, and let's have Fields. Fields wants to shove it up the 49ers' ass, and he wasn't quite ready last year, and he had a pretty damn good game. He's ready this year.
He's ready. We're going to do it.
We're doing it.
Hit the money line.
Going into Green Bay. Hit it.
Money line. Hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it from the back.
Thank
Love
me
it.
Later. all right, buddy. This has been fun. Have fun with Beasel. Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks. I'm Jobby.
Jobby. Jobby Doinks. See you later, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Like Dangerous Games.
Dick Island.
Blowhole Bonanza.
Goodbye, I'm a dolphin.
Poof.
I don't know what that dolphin sound was. That was
I liked it.